We're getting a little salty today because I am getting so sick and tired of this constant message I keep seeing across all the platforms that there is one way to do something, and we're going to debunk that nonsense right now. Welcome to the Women of YouTube podcast. This podcast is hosted by me, Desiree Martins. Every week, I'm going to be showing up in your earbuds to inspire you on your YouTube journey with killer interviews with women YouTube creators, deep dives into the inner workings of how YouTube works, and discussing all the things about YouTube culture and the impact it is having on our world. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with vidIQ, where they help you maximize your video's YouTube reach by studying titles, descriptions, tags, and playlists relevant to your subject matter, while also studying your competitors to help you know exactly what you should be doing for your YouTube growth. So if you're a female creator looking to grow your channel, level up your content, and learn from the best women creators on the platform to get you on your way to YouTube success and future-proofing your income, this is the perfect place for you. Let's do this. What's up, ladies? Welcome to the episode of the Women in Video Podcast. I am pumped to be in your earbuds today. Your girl has thoughts that she needs to share with the world to help you on this journey that you are on. So, one of my friends is Jessica Stansberry, and we talk a lot about different things that have to do with creator stuff. And this thing happened to her where she did a reel responding to a graphic that she saw on Instagram about like the shelf life of content. And okay. And the thing about it that was so frustrating for her is she was like, no, this is not how this works. Like, I have had, because it was basically saying like YouTube didn't have longevity, but like Pinterest and blogging was like where it's at, because that is what they do. They're like, hey, we're a blogging and Pinterest company, so we're obviously going to tell you that this is better than other things. So she did this whole thing where she like commented on it. She like blocked them out so no one saw. They got back to it. It became this whole thing. She deleted it, to be kind. It was this whole like drama, but I digress. The thing about it though that kept coming back to me on was how long content lasts and which one is the right one for people to do. I cannot express this enough. There is not one right way to create content. And I think that it is doing yourself as the person saying that and the person creating it to think that that is what it is. How I create my content and the strategy that I am using to grow my audience, get attention, get subscribers, get views, get sponsors, all that stuff is so wildly different from like how Jessica does it. Jessica and I are even similar verticals, and how she does it, how I do it are totally different because our audiences are different, because even though we're talking about the same thing, how we deliver, how we do, how we've targeted ends up being kind of different. How someone who is a beauty creator creates content and like what their objectives are is totally different. How someone who is in like the music industry creates their content is going to be totally different. You have to do the research as the individual, as the person who is trying to grow a brand. You need to do the research on like what is right for your audience. What does your audience want? Where are they spending their time? What do they buy? What do they consume? What do they do? Okay. So you can't just like listen to these like blanket statements of stuff and be like, well, that's what I have to do. And then when it doesn't work, you're really discouraged and you think that you're bad at what you do. Like my favorite example of this is when you buy basil from the grocery store. I know this is a hard turn. Track with me. When you buy basil from the grocery store, it is destined to die if you leave it in that little itty bitty pot that it comes in. Because what they've done is they've stuffed it full of lots of basil plants and they want you to water it and let it live there, but there's no way for it to grow, so it's going to naturally die. In order for the basil to stay alive, you have to break apart the soil and have the little pods of them, and you have to plant each individual stem because it's, each one is its own plant. Or to make it a little easier, you just have to take that one little bitty thing and put it in a big pot so it has space to grow. Look, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but did you know that YouTube is the world's second biggest search engine? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but that's why every creator truly needs to be using vidIQ to grow their YouTube channel. vidIQ's tech helps you tailor your video ideas to match what people are searching for right now on YouTube. And once you're ready to upload, well, it starts optimizing and getting you all the details that you need to make sure your videos are getting noticed. If you really want to dive in more and get started for free, please head over to thewomenofyoutube.com/vidIQ to get started on this YouTube channel changing tool that is going to make things so much easier for you. All right, let's get back to it. The reason I share this is because so many people think that they cannot grow things because they've bought something from the grocery store and it doesn't live because they don't know what to do. They're like, oh, I put in the sun and water it and it'll live forever. There's all of these different things that you can do to make it work really well for you. And I know it's because when I bought basil and I've killed lots of basil and I've had lots of basil flourish and thrive and be incredibly wonderful. So this applies to you too with what it is that you are doing. I know this is so silly and I'm so sorry. But I had to give a really good example to make this make sense for you. You have to find the thing that makes sense for you. And you have to do this by taking the time to test, study, and try new things and figure out a system that works for you. With my business, with what I do at my agency, All in One, we really spend time with our customers and figure out what is the right solution for you. To the point where I have really pivoted away from just doing all-in-one social media, and we're pivoting into like all-in-one marketing, and we're helping to put together total marketing plans for brands and businesses that social media is a part of for sure, but it's not like the only thing that they should be doing. Like, we're starting at the very top of what they're doing, like what's happening with your website, what's happening with your online presence, what are you doing to like create content, how are you distributing it, where are you putting it, what are you also doing with social? Then also, like, what are, like, you need for paid advertising? What are you doing for in-person print marketing? What are you doing to do reviews with other, like, all of the review sites, like the Google My Business and the Angie's List and stuff? Because there's not one way to do it. And, like, how something works for one company over here who lives in, like, maybe they're servicing one part of a state, and what works over here for people who are serving another part of the state, it's not the same. The demographics are different. Like, the town I live in is full of two demographics, old people and young people. Like, that is it. There's not a lot of in between. I'm one of the few in betweeners because I'm 38, 39. And like, there's all these old boomers, like silent generationers, people that like are on the brink of death. And then like, when you drive around my neighborhood, there's also all these families with like little itty bitty babies all in the age of 5. And it's like this stark difference in like how the older people have gotten business and services and have found the companies that they work with is so different than how the younger ones are doing it. And I know because I've talked with my neighbors, like, oh, so-and-so's mom's brother's what cousin is my person that does this thing, versus the young family over here is like, oh, I looked online to find like the person who had the best reviews and showed up at the top of Google and answered my phone call. So there's a totally different way that people do things. Again, same product, same service. Everyone needs an HVAC done. Everyone needs their yard taken care of. Everyone has possums that live under their porch, speaking from experience. And you have to find the solution that makes sense for you, from a business perspective, to find your prospective customer. Things were getting really good over in our interview, but I wanted to take a minute to remind you that we now have a new home for the Women of Video community. You can head over to Patreon right now, and we have the link in our show notes that you can go find it there, where we're going to be able to have after show information, we're going to have chats, we're going to have information, and just come together to answer questions and connect and support each other as creators. This whole creator thing can be really confusing and can be really lonely, so let's come together to support each other like the badass women that we are. Head over to patreon.com/womenofvideo to get started now. So when we're talking about the content that we are creating, you really have to take into account, okay, I want to talk to this specific person, which is why having a very clear avatar or that you would talk to and understanding what their needs are, what they want, where they spend their time, and what they connect with. You really want to spend time with that like person, quote unquote person, and figure out what it is that you should create for them. Because it doesn't make sense for me to be trying to connect with people over 65 by having a really aggressive online strategy. Like, that's not going to work. Like, I'm still going to be doing like print advertising and knocking on doors and going to local community groups and checking out the Rotary. Like, those are the things you got to kind of do to make it all work for you. So spend time with who you want to create for and figure out, where do they spend their time? What are the things that they want? And start with one thing and then go to two things, then go to three things, then go to four things. Based on what that path is, you'll be able to very clearly understand, like, where do I want to create for? What do they want to buy for me? And then I have to make that stuff and show up in those places. And you can expand from there, because maybe you have like multiple persons you want to talk to, but really stick with those like narrow things that are going to help you find who you want to talk to. This is especially important if, like, you are a creator who is just wanting to create to eventually figure out how business is going to work for you. I am a business owner who creates content for business professionals, entrepreneurs, and marketers to help them solve their social media problems. And how I get business is through my agency, through sponsorships, through repurposing my content to, like, licensing out my content. I do consulting. I do coaching. I get paid to speak. I've written a book. I have affiliates. Like, there's a lot of things I've done where I have built money things. When I started, I was creating content to get leads to my agency. Like, that was the bridge. And I was able to snowball and build on from there. I've tried things that have not worked. Like, I've tried making a membership. Like, I've tried so hard to make a membership work for Women in Video. It ain't happening. Like, this is not a thing that you guys want. And I'm willing to accept that. And I understand that that is where it is. I have tried doing merch. Merch isn't a thing that is, like, really necessary, because you guys come here to hear me and learn from me and the other people that are on the podcast, but you're not like, I need to rock the merch and all of that stuff. So, like, those are things that don't work for my audiences and the things I have, because I want them to have that, but I'm just not at that place where that makes sense for my audience to want those things. So you have to make and show up where your audience is, and so that you can thrive there. So if, rather than following people on social media who are, like, blanket posting things like, these things aren't relevant, being on TikTok, being on Reels, being on YouTube, whatever, those aren't as relevant as doing this thing over here, that's not going to work. Even people say, like, oh, you should be just on YouTube, not TikTok or Reels. That's people's talking about it from, like, a very, their narrow lens. Would I advise someone who wants to go into the business space to, like, I'm going to go all in on TikTok? No, I would not. I would say check out YouTube first and repurpose on TikTok and figure out who the audience is there so you can create for them specifically. But YouTube converts better for business. Trying to build an audience. You're trying to give factoids, specific information. You're trying to build an audience because you want to get sponsors and sell things on TikTok shop. Yeah, go to TikTok. Like, that's where it's at. That's what makes sense. Stop listening to the blanket information. There's no perfect time to post. There's no perfect place for you to post. There's no one right way to do everything based on a couple of people's perspectives. There's only who you want to talk to and what your data says is the right solution for you. That is the episode today. I know it's a short one for us, but I've had that rant in me for a while because it's making me so mad with all the people and their, like, ridiculous only one ways thing. Spend time with your person. Create for them. Do the things that they want to do to buy from you and build from there. Test, try, fail, start, suck, get better. It's my favorite saying. Okay. So that's it. Until next week, ladies. Peace. Remember, you are impossibly amazing.
Thank you for listening to the Women of YouTube podcast. We would love to know what you thought about this latest episode. So make sure to tag us with hashtag Women of YouTube with your thoughts.